Last month, we reported that YouthWorks, Baltimore City's summer jobs program for roughly 8,000 young people, was at risk of losing state funding. Another program under the umbrella of YouthWorks is also at risk of losing funds. WYPR's Dominique Maria Bernessi reports that city council members are trying to provide more support to working young adults.
I was seeing if it had a fragrance on
there.
Is this gold or?
Kai Anderson from West Baltimore works at Canton Car Wash.
I basically dry down the cars and spray the fragrance, but if anything is missed, such as the rims, tires, the inside of the car, I do that as well.
The 15-year-old Patterson High School sophomore has been working for 5 weeks this summer under the This Is Working program, part of YouthWorks in the Mayor's Office of Employment Development.
It's awesome. You know, I like socializing. You know, I like creating bonds with customers, you know, and I like getting experience along the way.
Kai is one of the 22 young adults in the program started last year by City Council member Zeke Cohen, who represents East Baltimore, and Christopher Burnett, whose district touches the western border of the city. Like YouthWorks, This Is Working provides summer jobs for youth in both the private and government sectors. But Cohen says, unlike YouthWorks, This Is Working is not just about summer employment.
We want to make sure that the summer work experience is robust, that it's not just work a job for 5 weeks, but it's work, but also learn.
In addition to washing cars and shuffling papers, youth in the program receive advice from a teacher or mentor, guidance on how to prepare and apply for a job, and Friday field trips to Baltimore-based industries to see what future careers are out there.
We need to make sure employers are providing opportunities for our young people to participate in the 21st century workforce. We also need to make sure our young people have structure, supervision, and coaching in job skills.
Skills at times that kids solely employed with YouthWorks don't get.
What This Is Working, I've seen like a major difference in myself personally.
Ronald Harris, 17, is another car wash employee. He says the coaching has helped him learn about himself as a worker.
It showed me how to be a professional, how to always apologize even though when you know you're right, how to be on time.
Mike McGinnis, the manager at Canton Car Wash, says he's seen changes in Kai and Ronald.
You know, they come in willing to learn and wanting to learn. It actually is just natural. It's pretty easy. So I remember being their age working as well, so I can understand the, oh my goodness, look at all these cars and all these people.
Cohen says he would like to see the program expand to other youth workers because it has done so well on a small scale. But he says money is tight.
Doing something that has real meaning, that truly moves the needle for our children, is going to take investment. Right now, we're doing this program on a shoestring.
In 2018, the YouthWorks program received $1.5 million from the state. That number is expected to increase to $1.6 million for next summer. While YouthWorks continues fundraising year-round, Cohen says he'd like to see more.
What I would like to see is that the city put a stake in the ground and determine that investing in our young people and in their workforce opportunities is good public money.
For now, Ronald will continue part-time employment at Chipotle after the summer, and Kai will continue to work for Canton Car Wash during the school year. Both young men have their eyes set on college and are saving for it. I'm Dominique Maria Bonessi for 88.1 WYPR.